This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Ooh, we got ugly news out of the Air Force we'll get to this hour. I'm going to actually take a couple of phone calls later on this hour, but not normal phone calls, and don't call yet. I'm going to ask for something specific, so don't bother calling or anything like that. But it's going to be fun. I know that. I have good news, too. Really good news. I'll get to that in a second. Before I get to that, remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The entire 3 hours are the questions you email in to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. They can be stupid questions. It can be about me, history, politics, travel, food, employment. I don't care what it's about. Email them in and we will have some fun on a Friday. Weeks are heavy enough. How about this for good news? You remember when I went off on Visa and all these different credit card companies? I went off on them working on behalf of Democrat politicians to basically create a de facto gun registry, because that's what they did. The first time I saw anyone talk about this was Elizabeth Warren. Then New York Governor Kathy Hochul got in on it. And soon, boom, Visa announces, hey, we are going to flag gun purchases and track them. And what did I say? I said, this is obviously a de facto gun registry. Its intention is so they can hand over this information to the government when the government is trying to find out exactly who they want disarmed so they can hurt them. It was clear that's what they were doing. And what did I say the solution was? GOP states, the states themselves, they must join together and stop this stuff. Your state, my state, needs to be doing so much more, and they need to be doing it together. Your state should have already declared war on ESG by now if your state is a red state. No question about it. They should all be doing it. They should declare war on things like this. Well, of course, surprise, surprise, the state of Florida is doing it. State of Florida issued a forceful response Wednesday to credit card companies that want to start tracking gun and ammunition sales, saying if they proceed, that the state will pass a law punishing these companies. Visa, MasterCard, American Express have reportedly decided to separately categorize firearm purchases at gun stores, and we all know why they're doing it. This is what I mean when I say we must demand, not ask, not hope for, demand of our local and state representatives that they form the wall between us and an out-of-control corrupt system. And the out-of-control corrupt system is much, much, much bigger than just the federal government. These private companies, too, they have it coming, too. Punish them. Stand up for us as we watch everything get rotted around us. And it's not like, remember, it's not like you have to celebrate this. It's not like I'm happy about it at all. I'm not happy at all. I think this sucks. I think it's terrible that we have to have a government step in and go after these corporations. I want it to be like what I was like my whole life, where companies didn't take political stances. Don't you remember that? That was like 5 minutes ago when they just all decided, we guess we better get involved in politics now. It was never like this. I was thinking about this last night. I've got two sons, you know, James and Luke. They're 13 and 12, about to be 14 and 12. I hope those numbers are right. If those aren't right, I'll probably hear about that later. Anyway, they're 13 and 12. And I was thinking about this. My sons are going to grow up, and all they're really going to know in their life, all they're going to know is a hyper-political sports world, a hyper-political corporate world of all credit card companies. a hyper-political Hollywood. Hey, all my sons are going to know is a country that has been infected top to bottom with its cultural Marxist communist filth. And it's crazy. I think maybe if you're my age or older, I think maybe, and I'm not doing a woe is me thing, believe me. I think maybe we almost have it worse than anyone else because we remember what it was like before. You know, that's all my sons will know. All they'll know is this wretched filth takeover of everything. I remember sitting down and watching the Super Bowl with my parents. And we never had to worry about Pride Month. I remember as a kid. I'll never forget it. We didn't do this a lot, but we would do it on special occasions like Christmas and whatnot. I remember on Christmas morning, we woke up, we opened up presents, and then Christmas Day, all four of us, my parents, my mom, dad, and my sister, we went to the movie theater and we watched Jurassic Park. Remember how big Jurassic Park was? And guess what? Never did it cross anyone's mind. Oh, I hope it's not going to be a bunch of woke garbage. I hope nobody's trans in this one. It was never something we ever had to consider. The only thing your parents ever considered when they took you to a movie when you were a kid is if there are any bad language or any more risque scenes that aren't appropriate for kids. Never did you have to worry about, let's hope there aren't lesbians making out. But my kids, they'll never know that world. Isn't that weird? I know it's a little sad and it's a little somber. I didn't really mean it that way. But honestly, I think it'll be easier for them than it is for you or is for me. I just think it will. I think it'll be easier for them because it's all they will know. They'll be harder, and that's probably a good thing. Remember, they have to learn how to adapt to whatever world they've been given. They'll certainly be harder. They'll have a harder edge. I will tell you, my sons, while they're sweet, sweet boys, because I'm their father, Chris, while they're sweet boys, they've already developed a harder political edge. I screw up all the time too. I didn't look up that new DC Super Pets movie before we took the kids. I always try to look up these movies to see if I'm supporting commie filth, and I didn't look it up. And of course, 5 minutes into the movie, there's a couple of lesbians in the movie, featured in the movie, a kid's movie about cartoon dogs. 5 minutes into the movie, I didn't have to say anything. Both my sons leaned over and elbowed me. Oh, here we go, Dad, with this crap. So they'll be harder, the harder edged. Can you imagine my kids are going to be harder edged than me? But they'll be harder edged. But it's wild. That's the only world they'll ever know. I think that's crazy. I think it's crazy to think about. But good for Florida. Remember, if you're in a red state, don't waste your breath if you're in a blue state. If you're in a red state, demand that of your state. Demand they be the wall between you and not just the government. Oh, the endless, out-of-control communist filth and sanity out there. Your state has to be the wall for you. All right. You know, I love this one. This is it. You know, we talked before about this a lot, how if you're a communist piece of trash and you listen to politicians and you watch the news and believe it, how you live in a world entirely of make-believe. You exist in a world that isn't real. This is a United States congressman.
Did I hear, and I think, did you say that a police officer was bludgeoned to death by the crowd at the January 6th riots?
I said a police officer was bludgeoned to death. I did not say at the hands of whom, Mr. Bishop.
Who are you referring to, if you don't mind saying?
And get that information for you in a few minutes.
Well, I just want to make sure because
are you denying that Capitol Police that at least one Capitol Police officer was murdered in the midst of what happened on January 6th?
Yeah, I think I am denying. I mean, here's what I understood that there were reports early on that Sicknick was struck with a fire extinguisher, and that subsequently was debunked as false. He died of natural causes that were not connected to the event. Are we talking about the same person, Sicknick, or are we talking about somebody?
Should be noted the guy with the accent, a little bit of a Kentucky accent. That's my man, Dan Bishop. Dan Bishop is awesome. One of the few really awesome members of Congress. He's one of the guys out there. He's like, yeah, we need to break the FBI up.
Seriously, I mean, this
is a genuine question, because the medical examiner, the U.S. Capitol Police, put out a report agreeing with the medical examiner finding the USCP officer Brian Sidney died of natural causes.
Mr. Bishop, well, just an initial thought, and I know that Mr. Roy, you two are an attorney. Mr. Bishop speaks often about how brilliant of an attorney he is. You know, we're talking about but-for causation of officer.
Yeah, that's a United States congressman out there putting out the word that Sicknick was bludgeoned to death. How many communists out there believe that? That's a world of make-believe. It's not real. All right. Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You know my family, my wife tracks everything when it comes to expenses and stuff like that. She's the accountant in the family. You know my family? My family has had fewer doctor's visits over the past year than we have had at any point in time. I don't know what I attribute all that to, but I do know for a fact Eden Pure Thunderstorm played a part in it. I just woke. I don't wake up anymore sniffling all over the place, coughing, my eyes itching. I know that the air in my home is clean. You can taste it. Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It's not a normal air purifier. There's not even a filter you have to replace. It's just this little black box. You plug it in, and it will kill the viruses and mold in the air. It will clean your air out. You will, honestly, you think I'm joking. You will taste the difference. Go to EdenPureDeals.com because they have a deal for my listeners. If you use the code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3, they sell a 3-pack now for $200 off. That's 3 of these things for under $200. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and things aren't looking that great in Europe. Hang on. I know you don't care that much about Europe. I'm not going to dwell on this whole thing here, even though I've been to Europe, Chris. What, Chris? Remember, I've been to Europe one time. We took the family 3 or 4 years ago, went to Europe. And since that point, we went to Austria and the Czech Republic. And since that point, now whenever I get a chance, I tell people, well, when I was in Europe, it makes you sound so much more sophisticated, like I am, Chris. You haven't been to Europe, Chris, so you wouldn't understand the sophistications of drinking coffee with your pinky out and watching soccer and no air conditioning. Oh, did I tell you? Oh, Chris, get this. So we go to Europe. It's the summertime. We go to Europe and we go to, again, Austria. It's supposed to be cooler. Cool. Supposed to be cool up there. They get some historic heat wave in Europe and wham, it's like 90 some degrees the entire time we're in Europe. Only these European countries, they all embrace all this crappy going green energy stuff, which is just, you know, it's no energy. That's what it is. It's no energy. No one has air conditioning over there. Nobody. It's almost impossible to find. So you're just sitting there bathed in your own sweat this whole time. Well, apparently that's not going to get any better. Germany nationalizes the country's biggest gas importer. Chris just said that worked last time. Yeah, you know, last time that didn't work at all. Now, the only reason I bring this up is there are bigger things afoot here, and I wanted to keep you updated on it. I was talking to my buddy Brian Dean Wright today of the President's Daily Brief podcast. It's a great podcast, but I was talking to Brian Dean Wright today, and I'm going to interview him tonight, actually, on my TV show on the 1st, 9 p.m. Eastern on the 1st. I'm going to interview him, but I was talking to him about this. So this is what happened with the whole Russia-Ukraine thing. Russia, they essentially locked down what they have. They're bringing in a bunch of new recruits, like 300,000 of them. And they're not really attacking anymore. They're kind of doing the bite and hold thing. Boom, just dig in right here. Let's just keep all this. The plan is to freeze Europe to death. Russia is banking on a brutal winter coming in. Russia supplies the natural gas. They're banking on Europe not getting enough of it in and Europe freezing to death. Remember, I told you, I've heard stories about Polish people already loading coal into their cars because they're worried about the winter that is coming. Isn't it crazy? With everything else that's going on right now, isn't it crazy to think there are people in modern European countries who undoubtedly are going to freeze to death this winter. And now we have Germany nationalizing businesses. That always works out pretty well. That worked out great. Golly, what a big mess. What a big, ugly mess. Speaking of which, did you hear Rashida Tlaib yesterday? She was going after the Chase Bank CEO. By the way, a lot has been made about AOC and Ilhan Omar. Not just because they're wretched communist filth, but because they're kind of hot. All right, a lot has been made about that. I think Rashida Tlaib gets overlooked there. Chris, you just don't like her because she hates Jews. Set the anti-Semitism aside. What? Ew, don't dog on Ilhan just because she's very close with her brother. That doesn't take away the physical attraction. Anyway, you're just a shallow person. Here's Rashida Tlaib, underrated.
I would like to ask all of you and go down the list, because again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Sir, you know what? Everybody that got relief from student loans has a bank account with your bank should probably take out their account and close their account. The fact that you're not even there to help relieve many of the folks that are in debt, extreme debt, because of student loan debt, and you're out there criticizing it.
Just so you know, obviously we're joking about the whole, you know, the kind of hot thing. Chris, do me a favor, make yourself useful for the first time ever. Look up how old Rashida Tlaib is, and then look up how old Grandma Vodka is. Grandma Vodka, who's spying on my phone.
And didn't he also be part of a movement to repeal the 19th Amendment for...
Rashida Tlaib is 46 years old. Nancy Pelosi is 82. I just came up with that on my own. Chris didn't help out at all. Rashida Tlaib, you can say this woman's a nut job. You can say AOC's a nut job. You can say Ilhan Omar, all these people, they're all nut jobs. And they are. There's no, look, they are. They are the worst of the worst. They're nut jobs. Nancy Pelosi is on the old... She's well down the back nine, we'll put it to you that way. Nancy Pelosi's going to be farting dust within 10 years. Rashida Tlaib's going to be right there in Congress. These people are the leadership of the coming Democratic Party. That makes you sleep well, right? Well, Rashida Tlaib and John Fetterman.
Yeah! Eliminate the filibuster. Done. Yeah. Send us back to New Jersey.
It's so terrible. I mean, I shouldn't laugh because, again, this is just like Biden. The guy needs genuine care. Like, he needs rest and care. He needs care. And instead, they just roll out that the dude just had a stroke. Do you have any experience with strokes? I've had family members of mine die from strokes. Strokes are a major thing. And when they've messed up your brain function and you don't talk, like, you need care. You need rehabilitation. Rehabilitation's not a word. Rehabilitation, Chris. That's a huge word for a community college person such as myself. You need rehabilitation. But they just throw the guy out there for the Senate. And, okay, so you can say... the heartless campaign managers and stuff like that and advisors and all that's true. And the National Democratic Party, all that stuff's true. But John Fetterman is married. I know that's a scary thought, ladies. But John Fetterman is married. What about his wife? How does nobody in the guy's life step in and say, he can't talk anymore. Maybe he shouldn't be in the Senate. All right. I'm going to take some phone calls, but here's what I want. Been enough ugliness out there, and I'm not just talking about John Fetterman. I want to know what you're grateful for. Tell me something, large or small. I don't care if it's the shirt on your back or you just recovered from cancer, large or small. I want to know what you're grateful for. Tell me one thing you're grateful for. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. What are you grateful for?
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
There's too much confusion. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we're only halfway through. We're gonna smile. We're gonna feel good. We're gonna talk about what we're grateful for here in a few. I gotta get through a couple things first, and then we'll get to all these. Tell me what you're grateful for. Before we get to that, let's get to some things. Let's get to some things we might not be grateful for. This guy says, Jesse, they shut down the economy to sink Trump. The economy was humming. He was likely on track to win re-election. Let's do remember this, because it does pay to look back and remember something. Prior to COVID, Trump was going to walk to re-election. He was going to walk to re-election because, tweets aside and this aside or that aside, sitting presidents with good economies get reelected. The history of the United States of America says sitting presidents with good economies get reelected. So wrap your mind around this, about how crazy this is, because he's right. As soon as they realized they could use this 15 days to slow the spread thing to destroy the thing Trump had built, the economy, the thing that was going to get him reelected, they pounced on it and they did it. But think about this. You want to talk about an alternate history in your mind? It's almost too painful to think about it, but walk through this. What does it look like if COVID hits and Hillary Clinton is president? Obviously, that's not what you want. It's not what I want, but just go through this in your mind. Hillary Clinton's president. She's sitting up there murdering people and other things that Clintons do, and boom, COVID hits. You'd have a media panic, but they would always temper it. They would always temper it, so just like they do with old Papa Joe right now, like when he sits down in these interviews and they're practically holding his hand.
You are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Listen to how he asks that question. Not, Mr. President, you can't talk. You can't complete sentences. You never know where you are. You get lost when you're leaving the podium, which is weird because there's only two different directions you can go, right or left. What's wrong with you? Instead, it's framed as, some people are saying this. I'm certainly not. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to our alternate history. Hillary Clinton. COVID hits. Hillary Clinton's president of the United States. Well, they're not going to want to stop Hillary Clinton's economy. They would never do that. And let's say they did. Okay, let's say I'm wrong about that and they did. Oh, no, 15 days to slow the spread. You know what they would do? They would find a cure immediately. Those doctors out there who were saying, hey, I'm treating COVID with hydroxychloroquine, I'm treating COVID with ivermectin, instead of being run off the internet, they would be immediately lifted up, and Hillary would be giving press conferences with the doctors. I found Dr. Nerd, and he and I have realized that ivermectin can save this country. The entire trajectory, honestly, of the planet would have been changed if Hillary would have been president of the United States of America, because other countries would have followed suit. And yes, ivermectin. But instead, Trump was so distasteful to all these corrupt monsters, and they decided that at all costs they had to get rid of him. They burned down the planet to get rid of him. It's wild. It's wild. It's like the wife finding a spider in the house and burning the home down. That's what it is. It's crazy to think about. Chris, spiders aren't even that bad, honestly. And spiders are not even that bad. They're not that great, but they're not that bad.
You know, freedom is not free.
All right. It's enough ugliness for a second before we get to the Air Force stuff and everything else. We haven't done this in a while. I like to do this occasionally. I should have mixed it in more. What are you grateful for? I don't care if it's a comfortable t-shirt you're wearing. If you have a functional car, it's a good thing to be grateful for. Having had many cars that aren't functional, you just can't put a price on being able to drive to and from work every day and know you're not going to break down. Maybe it's a wife. Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe whatever it is. Tell me what you're grateful for. Now, remember, I don't take calls on this show. Hardly ever. Like once or twice a week, maybe. This show is not like other shows. I don't want you to ask me how I am. I don't need you to tell me you love the show. I know you love the show. You're listening and calling in. I need you to get right to the point and get right to the point very, very quickly. I'm not going to thank you for the call. No small talk. You get to the point quickly. Gary in New Jersey, go. What are you grateful for?
Hey, I'm thankful and grateful for my health, but health kind of goes together with family. Do you know what family stands for? It's a great acronym. Forget about me. I love you. And you know what? I was dying years ago, 2015, come down with Lyme disease, and I never thought Gary would ever be back. I have three beautiful sons, a wife. I'll be married 31 years. God is great, even though I lost a little faith in the Lord. But I got my strength back. People prayed for me. It's all good. And I don't really know your name. It sounds terrible. The first time I'm listening to you, but you are so dead on with everything so far that I just listened to.
God is great, my man. Your health, wife, kids. Most importantly, you have me. What, Chris? The Oracle. That's right. I should have told him my name was Shogun. He would have believed that forever. Dang it. Missed opportunities. Mark in Washington, what are you grateful for?
A successful job, a really successful side business, to go home to my loving wife and 12-year-old daughter every day and know that I can afford to take care of them as they take care of me, and I owe it all to the grace of God.
Amen. I'll tell you, speaking of family, last night, got home after the show, got home and they had waited on me for dinner. And we sat down last night. We got a bunch of shrimp from Biloxi Shrimp Co. This is the greatest shrimp in the world. Anyway, I'll talk to you about that another time. We got a bunch of shrimp. So we sat down and we made shrimp scampi. And then I've been to Europe and I'm a famous author. So what, Chris? So we're pretty high end. So we made garlic bread out of hamburger buns. So we sat down with shrimp scampi and garlic bread out of hamburger buns. And I sat down for my dinner and my two meathead sons sat across from me and just talked to me about all kinds of different things the entire time. And I sat back and thought to myself, man, life is good, right? Life is good. That is good. What are you grateful for? Johnny in New Jersey, what are you grateful for?
I am most grateful for the internal combustion engine. As a truck driver, it provides me a means to make a living, to pay for the road trips I love to take. I've taken more road trips than I have birthdays, and I'm pushing 60, and I got my little 12-year-old to go with me and use that internal combustion engine for as long as they allow us to have it before we're forced into the electric bull.
That's a great one. That's one you don't think about either, the internal combustion engine and how that's changed your standard of living, how that's changed your way of life. Again, that's why I love doing these. What are you grateful for? Peter in Denver, what are you grateful for?
Jesse, I feel like that guy just stole my thunder a little bit, but I also am very grateful for my internal combustion engine, my truck, my wife, my kids, freedom, and Medal of Honor Mondays, and the alternative it provides for our kids. They need to listen to it.
Amen. 877-377-4373. It's time to smile. There's enough crap. What are you grateful for? Here's an email. Here's a guy who's grateful. Dr. Jesse, I'm a 44-year-old man I've been struggling with my T levels since 2018. I tried some supplements with minimal success for a couple years, but still didn't feel right. I switched to the Chalk Male Vitality Stack in February 2022 and got my T levels tested a few weeks after. I got tested again in July, and the results blew me away. 130% increase in my testosterone levels in 5 months. I'm up 230% since 2020. I feel like a new man. I can't believe the energy I have to play with my kids, perform chores around my hobby ranch. I'm so glad you recommended it. It has changed my life. He actually included his month-by-month T levels in the email. Fellas, you don't understand the difference in how you feel. Ladies, the difference in how you feel. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack, with natural herbal supplements in a hardcore anti-communist company. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the whole store. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Start tonight. Feel better. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We will get right back to this. What are you grateful for stuff here in just a moment. I did want to bring this up because I've been teasing it the whole show, and I know that's not right. Headline. This is from Free Beacon. Don't say terrorist. Air Force Academy teaches cadets inclusive language. Apparently, you're not supposed to say mom or dad either. We are in... Yikes. We are in some deep trouble. Remember, the military academies, Annapolis Air Force Academy, West Point, these military academies, they produce the next generation of leaders in the military. So much of the military, if you look at the top brass across every branch, they begin here at the Air Force Academies. They have a long tradition of producing the next generation of leaders. Oh, gosh. Think about that. Back to what I said earlier. Think about this. You remember what it was like when you heard Air Force Academy, you know, Annapolis, and you thought, phew, the best there is. The best young men in the country. That's who they are. You have to be super smart to even get in. And I mean mega smart to even get in, like me smart, Chris. No, sir. You have to be super smart to get in. But then you're not only in and you're super smart and getting the highest end education, but you're physically fit. They break you down physically and get you ready. You go right from there into the military. I mean, it was the best, right? The best, the cream of the crop. It's going away. It's fading away. It's happening right before our eyes. Like I've said before, to fix the military, to fix what is wrong in the military you love and the military I love, it's going to take things that are so unpopular no politician would do them. You would have to walk in and fire everyone in the service academies. The janitor, gone. All of you. You need gigantic cultural changes yanked out by the roots. That's what it would take. Saw something. It reminded me of MREs. Meals ready to eat. You know what MREs are? Have you ever had an... Chris, have you ever had an MRE? All right, if you haven't, at least in my day, I don't know if this is the case, they were these... came in a brown bag, and there were all different flavors. Then they're sure they have a bunch of new ones now, but it was spaghetti. Spaghetti wasn't bad. If you got the spaghetti with meat sauce, it wasn't bad. And then there was like Thai chicken. Oh, gosh, it's as bad as you can imagine. You never wanted the Thai chicken. If you got the Thai chicken, you had to scramble to package together a trade deal to get someone else's entree. And then they give you these crackers. Crackers, you know, they're not good. I mean, they're not good. Oh, Chris, it's the driest, most wretched trash in the history of mankind. They were terrible. So I like to prepare. Whenever I look at the economy and food supply stuff and whatnot, I like to prepare. That's what I like to do. But it's hard to find food that lasts and is also something you will eat. My Patriot Supply pulled that off. 2,000 calories a day. They sell emergency 3-month food kits. Everyone should have one of these in their home. Everyone should have 3 months worth of food in their home. But they sell ready-made 3-month kits. And I was so scarred by my time with MREs. I thought that these were going to suck. They're really good. They're actually good. They even have snacks and things like that in there. They partnered with the show. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com gets you $250 off a 3-month food kit. That's the best deal they've had since like 2019. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. The shipping is free. Shipping is fast. Every person in your home needs 3 months worth of food. If you live alone, just get one. You don't have to go crazy. But if you got four of them, get four of them. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Now, you tell me, what are you grateful for? Jason in Jersey, go.
Semper Fi, Double Dog. I'm grateful for my dad's recovery. He's 81 years old. He has had 3 strokes over the last 4 years. He was in Overland Park, Kansas, and I was able to fly out to visit him in isolation. He had COVID, and he's been released today. He's been released to go to a care facility to rehab. So
how about
thank the Lord for his recovery.
How about that? Good to have your dad. I still have both of my parents alive, and I know sometimes I take that for granted, especially at my age, because I'm about the age where, you know, not a bunch, but friends' parents start dropping dead, and that's when it always hits me. Gosh, I should call mom tonight. I should call my dad tonight. Once they're gone, you can't make that phone call anymore. I need to be better about that. Howard, New York, go. What are you grateful for?
Hi, Jesse. I'm grateful, most importantly, that you're still on the air. I'm grateful that the 50 pounds that I lost since the last time I told you is still off. And I'm grateful that I was able to get an AR-15 in the state of New York right before the communists passed their new restrictive gun law in there. And Jesse, I know you don't want to hear it, but my wife and I just love you.
Appreciate you, my brother. Give your wife my best. Carla in Idaho, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my 9 children. They're all Christians. They're all conservatives, and none of them got vaccinated.
9 healthy Christian children. Daggone. Woman, that is, you should be proud of yourself. Lenny, Pennsylvania, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for our consumer rights. For example, if I go to a movie that has a commie propaganda in it, I'll go to the customer service manager and demand my money back.
I don't hate it. 877-377-4373. What are you grateful for? Sean in Denver, go.
What's up, Jesse? I'm grateful to not be a drug addict anymore. I'm grateful for Jesse Kelly Burgers, and I'm grateful to be an American.
My man. You keep on going, my man. I love those stories of overcoming addiction and stuff like that. That is freaking wonderful. That's stuff that inspires other people. If you're struggling out there, drugs, alcohol, stuff like that, don't think it makes you some freak or some scumbag. That's the norm. People struggle. Everybody struggles. People can overcome, though. You can do it. Keep going. Keep going. Todd, St. Louis, go.
Hey, number one, beer. Number two, they set all those documents out that said classified on the table, unredacted, which lets you know that they were never classified because they couldn't show them if they were.
Not too bad. Patty in Oregon, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for the blood donors.
It's pretty daggone good. It's short and to the point, but it's a very good one. You don't think about donating blood. It's just not something that crosses a lot of people's minds. You don't think about, you know, being an organ donor, being a blood donor, and then one day you find out somebody just had their life saved because there was blood ready and available. Someone had their life saved because someone had died in a car wreck, which is terrible, but had pledged to be an organ donor. And that stuff is awesome, man. That stuff keeps people alive. I love this. It was time to do this. Shake all the gunk off. 877-377-4373. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful that the new Wizard of Oz is going to suck, so the wife isn't going to take me to see it in the theater. I'll explain why. Hang on.
You want want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.